Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six,
seven, eight.
Hello, 9, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14, 15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Everyone say good morning to, or good afternoon, or good evening to Uncle Johnny.
Hey!
Johnny!
Hello, Lainey. How are you, Uncle Johnny? What are you doing right now?
I'm just sitting watching TV, having a cup of coffee with a little Zambuca.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a theory. I think Uncle Johnny's lonely.
Why?
Why do you say that?
Because Uncle Johnny actually answered the call when he saw it was an 800 number. If I saw an 800 number calling me, I would ignore the hell out of it.
I answer all the phone calls that come in, they say right on the screen, on my TV screen. And if they're out of town or unavailable or anything, I answer them all.
He answers all calls. Uncle Johnny
like
loves
to play
people.
With them.
He loves to play with them.
Your telemarketer's dream.
I do like phone taps. We do the phone taps. I play with them, and I see if I can get them aggravated or crazy.
Well, very easy. Like, he's done that for us all these years. Oh. Hey, so, Uncle Johnny, by the way, and we've caught him, like, giving his Social Security number to people from Japan. Uncle Johnny, we're doing our 15-minute morning show podcast. You've never been on. You haven't been on this in a while, so we wanted to welcome you back.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody.
So let me tell you, around the table, we have Samantha. Sam is here, producer Sam.
Oh, I love Sam.
All right. There's Scary. You
What's
love Scary?
Going on, Uncle Johnny?
I love Scary.
There's Dave Brody.
Hello.
We love Dave.
Whoa. He didn't say I love. He said we love.
We do. And also there's...
I love my whole family there.
Well, let me tell you who else is here. There's Greg T is here.
Uncle Johnny.
I love my Greg T. That's my son.
right? Here's Garrett. Garrett is here.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Garrett. I love Garrett.
All right. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
And Danielle. We love Danielle.
And Straight Nate.
Hi, Uncle Johnny.
Hey, Straight Nate.
He didn't say he loved you.
He doesn't say he didn't
I
say
love
he
you, Straight Nate. I do. He knows I do.
See, Uncle Johnny
love
loves everyone. So I was telling them about our adventure yesterday at Del Frisco's for our huge Easter lunch.
Oh, bacon.
Yeah, they had great. That bacon was unbelievable. But I was talking about the very conservative family that was sitting at the table next to ours while we were getting all snot-slinging drunk.
Yeah.
They were over there.
That's true. They were so quiet. And they came in and they set people all around us. I was wondering why they were doing that.
They were sitting the quiet people around us, and we were very loud. We had a great lunch, didn't we?
We had the best time. Really was. It was like being with family. You are family. So, you know, that's all I get.
But my favorite is after a couple of cocktails. We're talking about, you know, being allergic to shellfish, and the lady who was waiting on us said, well, I'll bring out an EpiPen. And Uncle Johnny, would tell her, you know what he said. What did you say when she said EpiPen?
That's what they called me in junior high school.
EpiPen.
EpiPen.
What?
Exactly. I think it was...
I was on two martinis.
Yeah, he was really drunk already. Anyway, so the family next to us was like, rrr. But didn't you want to go over there and talk to them? When you see a quiet, conservative family, don't you want to go over there and kind of wake them up?
Absolutely. I was going to go over and say hello to everybody there.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was going to ask, because I know Johnny. After a while, when he notices people are quiet and he's had a few drinks, he goes over to them. He makes them welcome as if he's the host of the party no matter where he is.
Yeah.
So I was expecting you to say Johnny went over to hang out with these people.
Well, the problem with that is sometimes Johnny is overserved and says things he shouldn't say. Can I tell him what you said at Walker's that time to that table next to ours?
What did I say? I forget.
It was two couples. They were out on a date. Two couples. And in the middle of our, he was so drunk. He turns around and says, do any of you girls over here eat?
What?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Oh my God!
And of course, now we're.
I don't remember that.
Of course, you don't.
So we're a table of eight people going. How do you get out of that?
Oh my gosh,
Johnny! What do you think you said?
What? Who?
You.
What did I say? Johnny, I didn't say anything to them.
You don't remember saying that day at Walker's?
No, I don't. Not do you eat?
Oh,
it came up
for
some reason why I would say that.
But you did. Hold on a second. Why are you so appalled, David Brody?
Because we went there,
the
right?
The 15-minute morning show is usually full of decorum and...
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The height of decorum.
You know what? I have to be honest. It's weird hearing him say it.
I know, but we're gonna beep it out. We have to put a beep
it's
there.
It's like me talking about eating vegetables.
Oh, how dare you.
It doesn't happen, so it sounds weird when I talk about it.
Well, I know, but anyway, the whole point is this. Sometimes when Uncle Johnny, and Garrett's right, when Uncle Johnny sees someone who's too quiet, he will go to the ends of the earth to make them respond and react. I mean, and you're actually a master at that, Uncle Johnny.
Well, I like doing. I like meeting people and saying hi to them, and I enjoy that.
Pushing their buttons.
Yeah, a little.
All right. Anyway, so we have to let you go now. Dave Brody's bored with the show.
No, I'm not.
We got to go. I'll talk to you later.
No, I'm not.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you, Uncle Johnny.
All right, what do you want to talk about, Brody? What do you want to talk about? Go.
I just said it was odd hearing him talk about that.
It is odd. That's my point.
Right, well, that's why I made a face. Because it's weird.
I hate that word.
That's what makes it a story for the 15-minute morning show. Is the fact that he said that.
That's the first time I've ever heard that phrase in this room recorded on microphones.
Yeah. Right. From the two people with the least amount of experience.
You never know.
And that first is my
turn. I mean, even Danielle's got more experience than
Well, on her own.
I mean, like, a recipient.
Anyway.
Are you flexible?
Hey! Oh my God.
He said on your own.
All right.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so anyway, so Sam, what was your point?
I can't hear you.
What?
I was just asking what they responded with. I want to know how
they were appalled. And keep in mind, sometimes when we take Uncle Johnny out, we have to send him into timeout. He gets crazy.
Yeah, I think that's why I love him so much. He reminds me of my great uncle Frank.
Do we all have one of those in our family?
Yes.
Talk about your great uncle Frank.
The last time I went to eat with my great uncle Frank, this is not okay, but he pinched a waitress's butt while she was passing. Oh. And then when she looked at him, he goes, "Hi, sweetheart. Are you seeing anybody?" I'm like, Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank.
Oh, yeah, love of God.
Scary, don't you have any of those in your family?
A deceased uncle, yes, from my other side of the family. He was pretty lewd.
No, wait, when you say your other side of the family, what
my
do you
father's
mean?
Side. I'm not as
wait,
opposed
your
to my
cousins
side.
Married each other. They're both the same side of the family.
Wait a minute, what's that crazy guy that dresses like he's from 1980?
The members only jacket.
That's my cousin Carmine.
Oh, no, Carmine.
No, so yesterday I spent with my mom's side of the family, and I was trying to jog my memory. No one on my mom's side of the family does that kind of stuff, but there is that crazy, wacky uncle from my father's side of the family we don't talk about, who's passed on, and he might have been a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, in my family, I'm the inappropriate one. Come on, Brody. Don't you have like someone from way back when that everyone's like, oh, he was a little off?
Well, I had an uncle who never married. And when you went over his house, there were just stacks to the ceiling of Playboy magazines.
Right.
And we didn't ask any questions. I'm assuming he read a lot of articles.
He loved to read.
He loved to read.
He was married to literature.
He was so when he passed away, I inherited them all.
Oh, nice.
Did she have mountains and stacks of Playboys? Those are actually, are they worth
By the
something?
Way, that's why I read them, the mountains and the stacks. They're in my garage. But yeah, so he was a little odd. He would come to the house. He didn't say dirty things, but he would bring canned foods. He would just come to your house and bring cans of tuna fish, whole salamis. Nobody knew why.
Sort of the black sheep of the family.
He was the odd sheep of the family. Yeah.
Danielle, do you have any of those in your family?
Yeah, I mean, but it was funny because I feel like it was my aunt, like back in the day, my aunt who lives in Italy. Like she would come into the house and she would grab my boobs and she would say, "You didn't grow anything yet," or something like that.
Oh my God.
But that was like years ago.
Can you imagine if you were a guy?
No.
And she came in and grabbed your thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Oh, you really haven't grown yet."
She probably would have.
I know, but I mean,
she available?
Isn't that weird? They'd do it to girls, but they wouldn't do it to boys.
I know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Come on, Greg T.
Well, I'm the one in my family. Yeah. I stand out like a sore thumb. I say things that are inappropriate on purpose to make people cringe. I go over the top till I start an argument. Everybody starts yelling and screaming at each other, and then I have fun. I laugh and I walk away. It's just who I am. Every family has got like one or two people that are a little bit odd. And I mean,
and you're both of them.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we have others in my family that we definitely talk about behind their backs.
Like, who's a close second to you in your family?
No, I don't want to go there.
Sometimes you can't.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Not on shows.
What's the psychological significance of somebody who wants to come in and just light up a room like that and just go balls to the wall?
I don't know. I just have fun doing it.
I don't know. It seems kind of simple. I mean, it's someone who just loves reaction. They like pushing people's buttons.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not an intention.
Well, they don't realize it.
Really?
I mean, I have cousins who sometimes say the most inappropriate things that they don't realize it. They're like, "Oh, God, I remember when I was that fat." Like, they don't think, they're not doing it to me.
So they're not doing it to push buttons.
Right, they're just like someone made a comment to you earlier today.
Right.
That was like, you could take it as offensive, but I'm sure they had no intent on it. I have family members, I think I would feel comfortable saying, that often say things you go, "Oh, they didn't mean that. They could not have meant that."
So you use the word intent, and that really is a word that we forget about in the equation, trying to figure out if someone's a good person or a bad person by the things they say. Someone could say something that's just god-awful. Maybe they didn't think before they said it. God knows I'm guilty of that.
Oh, that happens to me every minute.
Well, it really does. But we all know that Scary has nothing but positive, great intent. He doesn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings.
No.
That's just Scary.
I don't have an ill bone in my body.
Would you like one?
Hi-oh.
Oh, dear.
What about you, Garrett? Any weird family members?
I got Uncle Sal. Uncle Sal still believes that he should have been a part of the real-life Sopranos or the Mafia. He hangs out with his friends in front of 7-Eleven every morning with his lawn chair, and they drink coffee, and they read the newspaper, and they talk about, you know, stuff that's going on around town as if he's running the town, but he doesn't, obviously. But yeah.
Tracksuit?
Yep. I don't know.
Yep. Tracksuit.
Yep. That, you know, every community in America has those guys. My dad used to be one of those guys down in McKinney, Texas, of all places. But they never wanted to be, you know, members of the Sopranos. But they did gather every day to talk about, you know, stuff in town. And they drank coffee. And they did it every day.
I used to date those guys.
What? You used to date my father?
Guys similar to that. That used
Are
to
you
get,
related?
Get together with their friends in front of the bake shop.
And they just kind of talk about the family.
They just kind of talk about the family.
The city.
Exactly.
I know, but, you know, it's,
Mm-hmm.
How are the mobsters in Erie, Nate?
You know, my grandfather actually, but we called it the coffee because my grandfather would meet with all these other old guys that they just sit there drinking coffee for hours in the McDonald's. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the thing, though. And maybe that's a thing of the past. Maybe that's something that we don't want to let loose of so fast.
Yeah.
We should all
transitioning to internet trolls now.
Is it what it is?
Yeah, people just go and like use the same hashtag and talk about something.
I unearthed the fact that my Aunt Millie was married to my Uncle Bill. Ran with Lucky Luciano. My Uncle Bill was like, he used to sit there and he used to hang out with these mobsters from the 60s. And I had no idea. I just found this out recently. I'm like, no, not in our family. But yes, in our family, in the 60s. Mm. You know, he passed on in like the early 80s, my Uncle Bill.
You better hope so.
He was the one who did it. Oh, wait a second. How did he die?
According to the government, he did.
Yeah, we've heard rumor he's dead. Hey, so I have to bring Greg T to our attention.
What's going on there?
I can always tell when Greg T's mind is elsewhere, and it has been all day.
No, it has not.
Yes,
no.
It has.
Not all
Am
day.
Am I right? You guys, we all know you. We've worked with you for over 22 years. We know you.
I'm fine. Once the microphones go on, we're good. Let's go.
What's
I'm
the matter, TT?
There's nothing to matter.
What would you
There's
say if the microphones
matter.
Were off then?
No, nothing.
Well, no. I'm not saying we want to know what's going on. But
we're good.
Isn't it funny how you get to know someone after so many years? You just know them.
Yep.
It's like I know Greg T.
He does the awkward laugh.
No, it was funny because there was I don't even know how it happened, but Elvis goes, "Oh, T, you're going into your dark place.
You're going
What's
into
matter?
Your dark place."
And I said, "No, I'm fine."
But I don't want to know what it is. But I'm a little right? Just yes or no.
There's
something on your mind.
Yes, there is.
You wear your emotions on your sleeve.
I'm not going down that road.
I won't either, right?
My point is, yes. You get to know people really well, and you just know. If how they're doing.
Elvis nailed it. He really did.
Well,
Elvis knew it immediately.
But I'm not the only one. Right. Anyone else? Am I the only one who sees it?
I know, too. Here's the other thing about Greg T that not a lot of people know. He wants to tell you, but
no.
He doesn't want
but
to tell you.
But this is not one
you.
Of those situations.
But he wants you to ask him what's wrong
yes.
for him not to for him he, to say, I can't tell
but
you.
But then he gets mad, too,
right.
Because if you say T, because I'll say to him in the morning, T, you all right? Go. Why are you always ask me if I'm all right?
I'm fine.
All right.
But this isn't one of those situations.
I didn't mean to make this all about you.
No, it's about
everyone in this room.
Go
we
ahead.
Know each other.
Yeah.
And everyone listening has those people in their lives. You know them so well. You know how they're doing, how they're feeling.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to turn this into
your
problem.
No, we're good.
Like Brody, I can tell when he's having something going on. You guys know when I'm going through something.
Yeah.
I make it very clear. I throw chairs against them.
I don't know what's going on in T's life, but I'm looking over at these notes. He's been writing notes the whole time in this podcast.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's ranking types of bacon.
Are you ranking? Are you?
Hold on.
Are you ranking bacon?
Yes. I found it a very intriguing article, and I wanted to bring it to your attention, maybe possibly for tomorrow.
Maybe for tomorrow, because we're almost out of time.
Right.
So what are you doing? Why are you ranking bacon? What made it to number one, if we could just cut to the
chase? I haven't gotten there yet. There's
Is Jimmy Dean a part of this?
There's an article that I read in Food and Wine, and they came out with America's Best Bacons.
Yeah.
So I told you.
Okay.
And I felt like, what's so funny about bacon?
Look, bacon's a fantastic thing. I wouldn't be laughing at that.
So
it's a big industry.
I'm working on a project
All right.
for tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're ranking bacon. I can't wait.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.